Yeouido Full Gospel Church is not just the best-known Protestant congregation in South Korea. It's sort of a model for the whole global megachurch phenomenon.
Just ascending the steps up here to the Yeouido Full Gospel Church, if it didn't say church and there wasn't a big cross on the top of the building, it really looks like a sports arena, like the kind of a building that you would go into to watch a basketball game or hockey game. In fact, it's not just a big building. This is the largest megachurch in the world, with a congregation that's approaching around 800,000 people, they tell me.
They're not all in the same building at the same time. The congregation is made up of numerous satellite churches. For someone like me, who's never been inside a megachurch, the scene is impressive. In the main hall, there are seats for about 15,000 people. Big video screens and headsets with simultaneous translation into many different languages. There's an enormous choir in white robes and a full orchestra. When I ask members of the congregation what makes this place special, several people tell me it's the Holy Spirit. You can really feel it here. At certain times during the service, people in the pews close their eyes, they raise up their hands, and it feels like a revival.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
On the steps outside, 55-year-old Lee Chong-suk tells me she's been coming to Yeouido Full Gospel Church for 30 years. She's here with her husband, their two kids, and her sister-in-law.
일단은 저도 이제 한...
When I was in my 20s, I went to another church, but it was kind of superficial. When I first walked past this church and I heard the preaching, I started to cry. It touched my soul. I felt joy and I felt healed from pain and sorrow.
The message from the pulpit here would sound familiar to a lot of Christian evangelicals in the U.S. It's about a strict interpretation of the Bible, with a focus on the power of prayer and positive thinking. Pastor Yonggi Cho founded the Full Gospel Church in 1958 under a tent.
So many poor people, they had no place to go, no job, no income. Then I began to give hope to them. I said, religion is useless if religion can't give hope. People began to swarm to the tent church. The poor people, they needed to have a hope. So I was giving hope through the Bible.
The congregation grew and grew through the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, right along with the South Korean economy itself. Pastor Cho preached the gospel of prosperity, lead a prayerful lifestyle, and be rewarded not just with health, but wealth too. It's not so apparent at one of the packed Sunday morning services here, but the influence of Pastor Cho and other Korean evangelicals is not what it once was, and Cho himself is one reason. In 2014, he was found guilty of embezzling millions of dollars from his church. Cho got a suspended 3-year sentence. His son went to jail. In recent years, a series of scandals hit other Protestant churches. As a result, people's attitudes toward Christian leaders have soured.
The general public in Korean society, they do not trust Christians anymore.
That's Chung Jun Kim. He's the senior pastor at a small evangelical church in Seoul. Kim says there's a crisis in South Korean evangelism.
There has been, you know, many different kinds of, you know, statistics. A question was something like, you know, let's say you are going to choose one religion. Which religion would you choose? And the Christianity was the lowest.
About 30% of South Korea's population belongs to the Christian faith, but Pastor Kim says more and more people, especially younger South Koreans, are leaving the more established Protestant churches.
Or they just leave the church altogether. Because they say, you know, I can be a Christian without belonging to a, institutionalized church.
Kim says there's a new generation of Christian leaders trying to come up with different ways to attract disaffected believers. They're even opening up so-called cafe churches, places that double as a coffee shop and a place of worship. At Yeouido Full Gospel Church, I ask Pastor Cho's successor about all this.
Right now, we have a little slowdown and stagnation period.
Senior Pastor Yonghun Lee describes himself as a fourth-generation Korean Christian. His grandfather preached the gospel in Pyongyang, North Korea, before the war.
We are going to have the another great awakening and revival in Korea. Because I believe that Jesus is coming soon.
During a recent sermon, Pastor Lee prays for North Korea. The only way the people of that country can survive, he tells the congregation, is for them to believe in Jesus. Then Lee talks about prosperity in South Korea. He mentions the rising annual average income. And he says, it's because people here in this country still believe. For the world, Matthew Bell, Seoul. Yes.